non-coercion based on realizing and being realized by the rule of love settles the question of subjection. If there are gaps in Prince's strategy, the term this and that, for example, in family name, the concept that we cannot serve two masters, that the mindsets of power and non-coercion, or in Kropotkin's terms, authority and freedom, are mutually exclusive, is obviously correct, but cannot be fully grasped without the scholars that we've been consulting in these shows. If there are gaps in Prince's strategy, they reflect gaps in the puzzle that we've been piecing together of the hidden scheming of the global state statesman. Gaps we needed Peter Kropotkin, Pierre Joseph Proudhon, John Boswell, who brought to us the history of abandonment and of children in Western Europe, focusing a lot on this practice originating in the so-called rulers. Plato advised abandonment and infanticide of children that were deemed superfluous, imperfect, etc. Alice Miller, For Your Own Good, we've always got to give her props. Karl Popper, who wrote The Open Society and Its Enemies. Martin Bernal, who wrote Black Athena, the fabrication of the concept of ancient Greece in this period, in the aftermath of the French Revolution. Terence K. Hopkins, Giovanni Arrighi, Emmanuel Wallerstein, our good three, who we read extensively from their work, Anti-Systemic Movements, and Emmanuel Wallerstein as well for his Modern World System 4, also focusing on the period in the aftermath of the French Revolution and the establishment of the centralized bureaucratic state on which the Plato's tribesmen based their hidden mechanism of their secret machinery to rule from behind the curtain has been their obsession. And Nikola Tesla, which also we're going to be exploring next week again, how the secretiveness of power was not something he could know. And they wanted his weapons. They wanted him to keep churning out more ideas and inventions. They didn't want him. And they didn't want him to know what they were up to. This is, I think, clear from what we can glean from the information that has been carefully and miraculously and so importantly preserved by Margaret Cheney in her book, Tesla, Man Out of Time. We needed these scholars to fill. It is a collective undertaking to fill the gaps in the puzzle. It is a collective undertaking, our ridding the world of the power mentality. Prince was surrounded by agents and EMF. The energy required for simply surviving such conditions is enormous. I'm sitting in one spot, which means I have been hit. Not, and obviously when I'm sitting, but I've started getting hit the moment I walked in this station. It has been horrendous this last, I don't know how many months. It has been a horrendous 24/7 assault. The energy, and so this suggests to me that for Prince to sit in his final concert meant he was hurt pretty bad. And this was confirmed by his losing consciousness in the plane on the way home from that final concert. I would like to see photographs of his face right after or toward the end of that concert. I would suspect it was extremely drawn, like mine is a mask of death almost when I leave this station and then have to go right back as fast as I can, and I'm getting hit the whole way home as well, and try to repair a little bit. But it is an ongoing assault, and they have been doing this for so many decades. They obviously have full confidence in its ultimate result, the result they want. So folk, please, let's get on this, this challenge of calling a timeout. Because it is only by spreading the word about what Nikola Tesla invented and how it was stolen by these guys that allows us to have a future that is not dominated by the principle of obedience and subjection to authority. We want to be what we are born to be, which is limitlessly gifted and inventive and unpredictable. These are not the qualities they will cherish. These are qualities we're going to have to fight for. We have the tools now to do it. Let's get started. So Prince, surrounded by agents and EMF, needed our help. We did not give it. I can't imagine how he sustained his spirit, but he did. We are all dependent on each other to realize the goal of our collective freedom. And ultimately, as the path to freedom is the path to love. They are two ways of expressing a single source. We found ourselves on the same road to the same goal. And in Artificial Cage, he sings, "Free the people, come on, let's go. I woke up in the city in a bit of a rage, determined to free my mind from this artificial cage, taught my teachers taught from an early age, a place in heaven, far off in the future. Come on, let's go. Free the people, come on, let's go. Artificial cage, ghettos to the left of me, malls to the right. Why is my kingdom only come in prayers at night? What should I expect if I'm not willing to fight? A place in heaven somewhere in the future. Artificial cage, louder than a bomb since the day of my birth. Got me second class when I got here first. Lovely score, but how am I supposed to know what it's worth? Artificial age in the future. Free the people. Come on, let's go. Starting from the top, getting higher, so never going back underwater, no. Brand new boogie without the hero. As sure as Minneapolis got this snow, I'm going up Lady Liberty's dress and blow, blow, blow. Our prince is that wind from below. All of us got to start blowing with him.